This MP3 relates to the top two cases found on the death wall of our ancient Egyptian gallery. The information was researched and written by Kate Bernasconi, a student intern.
Preparation for death and the afterlife was extremely important to the ancient Egyptians. Their tombs and contents are essential to Egyptologists as they can tell us a great deal about Egyptian beliefs about death, the ancient religion, and ideas about life. The majority of the artifacts in these display cases are from the later periods of Egyptian history, and so have developed from thousands of years of Egyptian mythology. Mummification, one of the most famous funerary rituals, evolved from the earliest times, when bodies were left in the desert to be mummified naturally by the heat and dryness, to later times when chemicals were used to desiccate the mummies artificially. Canopic jars, an example of which can be seen in the top right display case, were used to store the mummified organs of the deceased person. The lid of this canopic jar represents the god Duamutef, who was a jackal god, believed to have protected the stomach. Only the organs considered the most important were preserved, including the lungs, liver, and intestines, with the brain being discarded because the ancient Egyptians didn't understand its function. They believed the heart to be the place of intelligence and physical center of the individual, and left this inside the body. The ancient Egyptians thought the heart would be weighed by the gods against the feather of Ma'at, the concept of truth and justice, to prove whether the deceased person was good or bad. This was overseen by Osiris, god of the dead and ruler of the afterlife, who can be seen in his typical pose on the Shabti box in the left display case. If the heart was equal in weight, or lighter than the feather, the person was deemed good and would be able to proceed to the afterlife. The afterlife was often believed to be a mirror image of Egypt, an ideal place in which the dead could relax. Therefore, servants were required to perform any tasks and chores the deceased was required to do in the afterlife. Consequently, funerary figures, known as Shabtis, were buried with the deceased in the tomb, sometimes in Shabti boxes or miniature coffins. They developed from wooden figures, similar to the female figure in the top right display case, portraying people from ancient Egypt performing tasks such as baking bread. Shabtis were shaped as mummified human beings and inscribed with spells and chapters of the Book of the Dead. It was believed they would be magically animated in the afterlife and therefore able to complete the deceased tasks. Many examples of these can be seen in the top left display case.